As I knock her out, I whisper in her ear, go down. Go down. It's fine. It's fine, don't worry. I love you.
Straight motherfucking killers in the mist. Take a shot. But you can't horse. Never thought
this. Well, I'm vaccinated, innit? So I can do what I can shit up the. I can shit on the walls, Jamie, innit? And it'd be fine.
Running for my medic. Gorillas in the mist.
You know when you just put his little belly, you put him on his floor and then put a little bit, splash a little bit of water on his belly, innit?
We'll film him.
Gorillas in the mist. Running for my medic. Gorillas in the mist.
I would knock her clean out. I think.
Running for my medic.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to another episode of A Pinch of Malt. This is episode, what is it, 76? 76, but this is a Gorillas in the Mist part. Is this part 5?
I think it is part 5 now.
I think it might be part 5. Part 5 of Gorillas in the Mist. As you probably know by that, it means Aaron is not here. Aaron is AFK again.
Imagine, we've got 75 episodes, Aaron's missed 5. How many have you missed?
Aaron's missed 5, I've missed one.
I've missed none.
You've missed none, yeah, you've been the constant. But I missed one because it all hell broke loose, and then ours went to punch someone, is why I missed one.
That was in the hot days as well, when it was hot. It's not good
yeah,
when the heat.
Yeah, we were bare aggy in that room. Bare sweating on mum and dad's leather.
We'll definitely have to come here. Next time.
Only people I know in 2021 that still have leather sofas, you know.
No, not well, bad. Charlotte's parents have a leather sofa as well. They bought it. It nearly looks exactly the same as mum and dad's.
Oh, really? Oh, see, what is with that generation? Do you know what I mean? Like, why are they buying sofas?
Because at one time, having a leather sofa was posh. If you had a fabric sofa, you were a pikey.
I hate the fact that you stick to it. When you try getting up, you stick into it. It's horrible. And then I said to the mum the other day, yeah, I was like, let's sit down on it and then we'll put the recliners on, yeah? Jamie, the recliners haven't been plugged in about a year and a half,
no.
Isn't it? What's the point of buying them?
They don't have the recliners plugged in, and they have it that far up against the wall that when I tried to recline once when it was plugged in, I snapped the windowsill off.
Yeah, that's true. I've nearly done that, to be fair, as well.
Then I'm getting called all kinds of names, and really, it's their fault for being so fucking idiotic. And buying a sofa that's 3 times the size of the room.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. They are, let's just say, special, mum and dad. For sure.
Mum's definitely a special breed.
Yeah. I told you just before we come on air, didn't I, that what she done. So our mother has decided that, because I'm not living at home at the moment, but some of my Amazon stuff still gets sent. Well, not my Amazon stuff. The Amazon account that we have as a family, they use as well. And they use it underneath my name. So they get parcels with my name arriving at their address. So I got a phone call from mum saying, you got a parcel here. And I said, well, I haven't ordered anything. It's probably what you've ordered. Nah, definitely not ordered nothing. It wasn't from Amazon either. It was from some furniture store or something. I don't know. And then when she opened it up, it said drone on it. And I was like, someone has 100%. Hacked an account somewhere in it where mums give out some password or something like that, or clicked some sort of link, and some geezer's ordered like a £500 drone off my card in it, which I don't even know how to do that because I don't even have £500 on my card in it. So he's getting out of nothing. So then I'm sitting there waiting for mum to say a thing, and she was like, oh, by the way, before I open the chat, is there going to be anything dodgy inside? And I was like, what do you mean by dodgy? She's like, well, I don't know what you guys order, do I? And started giggling, and I was like, mum.
She's thinking sex toys, Kieran.
Yeah, she's thinking pocket pussy.
She's thinking
Jay, right
strap
there, right
on.
Then. Yeah, maybe.
To get pegged with.
So anyway, I opened it up. Well, I told her to open it up, and it was a pair of candle sticks that she ordered about 3 months ago, innit? But didn't know, forgot she ordered them.
Why is she ordering candlesticks?
And that's what I said to her. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, don't worry, it's just me. Don't worry about that. I was like, what the fuck? Bearing in mind I'm on loudspeaker because I can hear her and dad grunting and trying to get the bloody box open and that, and she's thinking, then she's talking about buddy's haircut to me. This is all random call, isn't it? In the middle of the day. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's because she misses you as her son. There's probably no package. She just called you up for an excuse.
Yeah, she's just trying to make up conversation, yeah. Isn't she? But, yeah.
I always think the same, because I always get about 300 packages sent to my house, yeah. And it's because Charlotte's shopping on Amazon so often, but it's all in my name. So then I'm like, well, I haven't ordered anything. And there's like 16 packages at my door where she's ordered all this shit to put in the house.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to deal with that, man. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. But it's become the norm now, isn't it? The Amazon deliveries. Like, you get like 3 a day now.
Well, that's why they're doing so well compared to everyone else.
And I remember back in the day when you used to order stuff from Amazon, it always turned up in the same box, didn't it? Whereas now it's like separate parcels. So you get like one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one right at like 7 o'clock at night. And you're like, what the
because
fuck?
Because of Prime, whereas they pick it nearly straight away, don't they?
Yeah, they literally send it out. I remember when Beth's mum ordered something for at like 11 o'clock in the morning, it turned up at 7 o'clock at night, same day. It's mad, isn't it?
Mine's the same. I can order stuff because I live right near the depot. I can order something and it will come probably the same day if it's like a small enough item.
Yeah.
Especially when I lived in the flat, because obviously there would be loads of drops to that area anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Though I remember I used to love when I worked for that company that shall not be named,
Amazon,
that we were just talking about. For Jamie, I said it shall not be named.
We've just been talking about the company.
Well, I worked for them for like 2 weeks, didn't I, or whatever it was, or a month, maybe at most. But not
2 weeks
jobs.
Of torment.
Recently, oh mate, I cried, didn't it? On the way home, I was screaming on my way home. And then when you're screaming that much, you make your jaw go into spasm, innit? That's what I was doing, Jamie, on the way home, innit? Because I hate
all these Lithuanian blokes and all that. Yeah, looking at Kieran like he's a fucking Egypt because he's crying as he gets into the van for the next day's work.
I remember they told me, Jamie, that if I didn't do all the parcels on time, I was going to be left there, innit? They're going to drive someone out to take the van off me and leave me there, innit? How savage is that?
They don't give a shit about you. How do you think corporations get that high up?
Of course they don't. Yeah, but that's not even a corporation. That's one of the delivery things that work.
Yeah, they're just a subcontractor.
And it was like military as well. It's like, if you're not there on time, that's it. You lose your slot. I mean, you're gone. And I'm in there, and I'm bearing in mind the geezer that taught me don't speak a lick of English, so I'm going off literal hand signs, innit, and a slight bit of Romanian, and I'm trying to work out at this massive fucking depot what, you know, the meme of John Travolta when he's got his coat in it and his hand and he's like moving backwards and forwards, that was me in it on my first day there. High viz, I was like moving backwards and forwards. I didn't know what was going on. They're all screaming at me as well.
But they were looking
they're
at
all
you like you're a
at
fucking
me,
idiot. Because they probably thought you were one
I
of them.
With my hat on as well.
They probably,
so they probably
thought you were one
probably,
of them.
They were shouting Romanian at me. I weren't replying.
Yeah. They were probably only asking what part of Romania you're from.
Jamie, oh, honestly. But yeah, when I had a block of flats, it was nice because you could get rid of like 200 packages in one thing done. But obviously, it'd be long because you trek all, because you'd only be able to carry maybe, let's say, 100 or whatever. Maybe it depends on the size of them. You'd be able to carry like maybe 50 or whatever. If you wanted to carry the whole box up there, you could. But that's a bit long. So you'd have to come back downstairs to your van and go back up again. It's just long.
Why don't you... A lot of the ones I see have like one of them big like
dollies.
Fuck off like IKEA bags.
Some geezer, I'm not even kidding you. They had one of those like... Not even like a workman's van, like a proper big van, like a big longman's van, like a long wheelbase van, like they're like huge ones. And I, from head to toe, it was two Romanian geezers delivering together, so they obviously split the pay. But they had, bearing in mind I would have like 200 parcels a day, they had like 600. And I'm not even kidding you, they were just grabbing stuff and lobbing it in on top, just to get as much as they could in, innit, on time. And then they were shutting the door, and then the Amazon actually have people that come out and look at your vans before you go, and every single day they'd go open your van up to them, and they'd just shake their head. They'd be like, no, we're not, because they know if they open up it's all going to tip out, isn't it? So I was like, fuck that. I was actually watching them do it, me waiting in my car for them to go because they're in front of me or whatever, and they're just,
because they'd probably spend 12 hours out on the road earning the bomb.
Yeah, they'd be easy earning like £2,000 a month, but £3,000 a month. But it depends. If you want to do that, you can do it with another person. It would make it less boring, to be fair, but I just didn't. Never again, man. Never again. I'd rather work in Tesco's, Jay, innit, than do that.
Well, fuck, that's why I'm surprised you didn't go for one of them like retail jobs.
I did, but there was none going at the time. Thank God I found the job I've got at the moment, because that'd be me, Jay, innit.
But yeah, I think you would have quit. I think you would have been on like, what is it called? The doll. What's the new doll called?
I thought
you would be on Universal Credit, telling the people your war stories from Amazon and why you can't work, is it?
Nah, Jay, I would have been on top of Amazon, innit? I'd have been a jump risk.
You would have been.
Is what I would have been, a jump Jerry. Risk. Yeah, I used to call mum and cry, innit, down the phone, yeah. Jay. Scream, innit? Tell Mandy all my problems. That's what I used to say. That's what I used to do.
Thing is, I know, knowing mum, that would have stressed her out loads as well. But she don't realise
you're... She's like, calm down, innit? And I'd be like, I can't fucking calm down. Do you know what I've been doing today? I've been walking around for 9 hours, and they told me that I was going to be finished at 6 o'clock, but it's fucking 9 o'clock at night. And I was screaming. Bear in mind, I've been up since 6 o'clock in the morning.
Because it doesn't help that you're probably the worst person out of everyone to get it as well, because you're dramatic as fuck as well when it comes to stuff like that.
What do you mean I'm dramatic as fuck, Jay? I'm not dramatic as fuck at all.
No.
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 Anyway, how's your life? Do you want to tell the listeners what you were talking about before, that you're going to end your life about your car?
Well, I'm not going to end my life. I'm going to end my car's life. I just walk out after an 8-hour shift every day, and I don't see my car in the dark in the morning, so it doesn't offend me. But then when I get out after my shift, and 90% of the time in a bad mood because I'm tired or whatever, and I walk up to the where it's parked in the car park at work, and I just look at it, and at the minute it's even worse because it's covered in salt and grit from the fucking motorway. So it's
tell it's a the viewers print car at the minute. Why you have a fucked up bumper again, Jay?
Why do I have a fucked up bumper? They know how. Why?
Tell them again though.
There was a mistake on the road.
There was a mistake on the road. The mistake is you being in a car.
I was doing a 3-point turn, and a girl drove into the back of me. And then I took, what is it? What did I take?
What?
I admitted it was my fault, was it? I took fault for it.
You admitted fault.
When, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have. But at the time, I was in that much of a riled up fucking mood. That was either that, or I was going to beat up a 5-foot blonde woman, so...
Yeah, you never take fault in it. You just, what you do, Jamie, is you get out of that car and you flee to your flat in it as quickly as you can.
I was outside the flat.
Yeah, you should have just got out and fleed. Just started jumping.
They're like police interceptors when they say the decamp, and just see me fucking jumping the fence.
If I were you, I would have ran straight down to the canal in it and just started sprinting as long as you could until you never see.
I'll just live in a narrowboat for the rest of my life. Just fuck it. Fuck it.
Slowly lure Rocco down in it.
The thing is, that car's been good to me. Do you know what I mean? Over the years, but now when I
it's the same as my car. I can't go wrong with my car because it's done me through thick and thin. Really. Yeah, it's got me through.
But
a lot.
It does fucking upset me when I walk out to it.
Because you hear about these horror stories, isn't it? Where like Aaron, isn't it? Where
his head gasket blows and he's still
one
trying
thing
to
done,
drive
and
back.
Then something blew up. Yeah, and then he's having to drive home as the engine's blowing up.
Do you know it could have caught fire? It could have caught fire.
Yeah,
fucking
of course
idiot.
It could have. Do you know when he was telling me that he was halfway round the roundabout by the Jolly Toppers and it stopped again and he just quiet and just let everyone go past him? I would have been losing my shit, Jamie, if that was me, innit? I would have got you, I would have got mum, I would have got dad, I would have got Aaron to come get me in there, I would have got you
all. Yeah, because you're dramatic as fuck, bruv. Point proven. Do you remember when I told you that when I drove off the motorway, I had my window open smoking a cigarette, yeah, and my wind mirror flew into my face and smashed.
And hit you.
The glass just smashed across my face, not the cigarette out of my hand. Yeah. I was just looking at it in disbelief at the empty wind mirror slot where it was.
Yeah, to be fair, I've never had anything like that.
I was so angry because that...
When I first learned to drive, I was on the way back from somewhere late at night, and I, do you remember when I spun out, hit black ice?
No.
Do you not remember? I spun out, I was going in my little Polo, in it before RIP, before it went to heaven, that little car, and it was a good little car as well, it used to go quite fast. I was thinking, I was going literally about 2 miles an hour around the roundabout. And then when you're cutting in on the inside and you're going out, going back out to go on the outside and go into another lane. So I did that. As I cut in, the back wheels hit black ice. So I did a 360, yeah. Bearing in mind, this is the first time I've ever driven like in snow kind of like conditions. I spanned 360, went up onto a roundabout that was like this far off the floor, innit? So... I thought that was it, innit? So I got out and some geezer got out behind me because he spun his car out as well. And he was like, "Are you all right, mate?" And I was like, "I think so." So I checked my car and this tiny little bit of trim, do you remember, come off the front of my car? Do you remember?
I don't remember this at all.
It was on my bumper. A tiny, tiny little bit of my trim come off my bumper. It was like, you know where the floodlights are? There was a tiny little bit of plastic. Yeah. That come off. So then I... couldn't find it because it was pitch black, so I didn't bother. So the guy that also spun out helped me down off the thing, so he like told me to come forward, and I went slowly down in it, yeah, come back onto the road, and then I said, stop talking to him for a minute, then I sped off. So I was on my way home, and the whole time on the way home I thought I was gonna die in it, because like obviously going around any roundabout, that's it, it's gonna die. I thought my axles were gonna fall off, I thought everything. In the end it was fine, but
the roundabouts by me now are really like that, innit? Just to warn you,
it's scary. It was scary, man. Like, and like, you know when the roundabouts have like that massive, like they have the arrows on them. That are huge. It was one of those roundabouts as well. So like, I just missed one of them. Can you imagine, man? Can you imagine if I hit that? Yeah, that'd be me done, innit?
You're not really known for your driving, are you?
Jamie, shut up! Fucking better than you at driving. We know you're. We know I'm better.
Do you remember
than you,
when
driver,
I told you about when I come to the end of Bunkers Lane in the snow, going to work in the morning? It's 5 a.m, and as I come out, it's thick snow. I come up towards the end of the thing. My car didn't stop. Then when I tried to turn, I just spun into a circle, and I just let go of the wheel and I just let whatever was going to happen to me. That's what I did.
That's what you're meant to do when it's really icy and stuff. You may not let go, but I didn't. I tried to steer it out like Gran Turismo. I was like, I've got this in it. And then what I did is I made it worse because I went to a full spin and went up a roundabout.
That's how Gareth fucked his car.
It's right,
up,
though.
You know? Do you remember my mate Gareth? He fucked his car up doing that. Broke the wishbone.
Yeah,
on
I accidentally. Yeah, lucky enough, when I got the car back, it was fine. So. And a couple of weeks later, RIP, innit?
A couple of weeks later, you fucking got hit by a car.
I did. But anyway. Have you been alright then? Other than your car depressing you?
Yeah, it's been another week of lockdown, obviously.
Yeah, we got the good news last week that... So, when we recorded last week, there wasn't an announcement, was there? This will be the first one since the announcement.
Yeah, the announcement happened on the day of the last recording.
They've got a step-by-step of how to get back to normal life, they say, isn't it?
Essentially.
So June, is it June 21st or something?
June 21st is supposed to be, if everything goes well,
back to be normal life.
It's normal, free-for-all, spitting in each other's mouths.
But it's schools open soon, which is good for me, because obviously I'm working in schools at the moment, so that's great for me. And then it's... isn't it outdoor meeting or something after that?
I think it's on the 29th or the 30th of March. Six people can meet outside.
Yeah, six people can meet outside. And then after that, it's outside restaurants and pubs and stuff can open up on some sort of day in April. And then at the end of April, it's...
free for all in the pub.
Or is it May? It might be May, isn't it? Is it you can meet in a pub
in
May?
I think it's like the end of April.
Yeah, April, May, something like that. And then after that, I think it's outdoor sports. So we can finally, after about a year and a half of saying we're going to do it, go do our five-a-side.
Yeah.
By that point. If all goes well.
If all goes well,
that is, of course, if all doesn't fuck up, which it probably will, because as soon as they put schools back into play, it's going to spike again and everyone's going to shit themselves.
Well, it's got to be fucking... They've got to accept it, innit? Like, kids are little grubby bastards.
Well, as they say now, the vaccination is being rolled out by millions. I've been vaccinated. We didn't talk about that last week, but I have been vaccinated.
Yep.
I'm the elite.
You are just lucky with your job.
They looked at me, Jamie, and they said, we've got to vaccinate him, innit?
Yeah, they said he is a fucking walking risk. Look at the state of him.
Do you know what it is, Jamie? I'm just higher up on the pecking order.
No, they thought they might be able to realign your eye by injecting you with a fucking... with the fucking...
Because what it is, Jamie, is they've got a certain height that they're hitting at the moment, and you are a couple of inches off that height at the moment.
Why don't you tell the listeners how badly you reacted to it, and then I will alliterate how manly dad went for it.
I got the AstraZeneca one, which is the Oxford vaccine. And so we are at the moment in Britain that I know of, I think, is the Oxford and the Pfizer, yep. Isn't it? So the Pfizer, a lot of older people we know of have had it. And they're absolutely fine. But the Oxford is the one they're given to a lot of the younger people because... it's easier, more accessible, because they don't have to store it in minus 60 degrees and whatever the bullshit is that they made up about it. So it's just a lot more widely accessible, the Oxford one. So I got that, and then I felt all right. Felt good for the first couple of hours, and I went to sleep. And then when I woke up in the middle of the night, it was like I was in the middle of Antarctic naked. I was shaking, Jamie, like a bloody war veteran, innit? PTSD is what I was shaking like. It was not nice. Let's just say that.
And then dad.
And okay. Then I was sick in the middle of the night. Yeah, I was sick. And the whole of the next day, because whenever I get ill anyway, I don't react well to things sometimes. So I get dizziness. And that's what I got. I got a lot of dizziness that day. So I couldn't even really get out of bed. But my managers at work, both of them had it. Same age, as similar age to me, and they both reacted the same way, Jay. So it's not just me.
Well, our father had the same one, didn't he? And yeah. He went there in the afternoon, got his jab, come out, went straight to Tesco's, got 16 cans of Foster's, as he does.
Yeah, that's probably why. And that's probably why he was all right, Jamie, because he's probably didn't even know if it was a hangover or if it was the Astra or the Oxford vaccine. That's what he thought. He just drank.
And then
it.
Went and worked a full shift of overtime the next day because Dad is from the hardened age, Kieran. You are a snowflake.
Yeah, but Jamie, Dad would have to be literally disabled for him not to go into work, innit?
So. Physically disabled. Yeah, but we are millennials, Kieran. You are a typical millennial.
No, I just... Jamie, you wait till you have it, innit? I can't wait for it to fuck your life up and then you not say anything, innit?
I'm starting to get annoyed that I'm not I'm getting annoyed that I'm
Aaron's
the only one
definitely
that's not...
going to get ill, isn't he?
Aaron will, yeah. Aaron will get
but
full vertigo fucking floating in his bed.
What did you say though? Sorry, you...
Is that they forgot about me? What's going on?
Well, to be fair, you are quite forgettable, aren't it?
Forgettable? We were talking the other night and we discovered that I am comedy gold, Kieran. How could I be forgettable?
No. No, Jamie. Drunk Jamie is comedy gold, isn't it? Jamie with a few beers in him is quality. Is
so
comedy
you're saying
gold.
I'm nothing without a drink, Kieran? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Jamie.
Well, aren't you just a piece of shit?
But no, yeah, you'll be in like the... You might be, because you've got asthma. So you might be in like the next section, but you...
Well, I'm surprised they haven't gone for Charlotte, because Charlotte's had meningitis, whooping cough. Her lungs are in tatters. They're like, fucking...
To be fair, with her, is she... No, I mean, with you, are you... Have you ever been to the doctors about asthma, like, the last couple of years?
Not since I was a child.
So, that's what I mean. So, the GP's never going to know that you have asthma. So, you'll be... Even though you should be next in line, unless you go... If I were you, when they start doing, like, your age, like, similar to your age, like, 30 plus...
Are you having a fucking joke, Kieran? Are you having a... Are you having now? A fucking joke? Are you joking?
You
30
now?
I said, are you having a fucking joke? I ain't 30 years old yet, mate. First of all, I turn 30 this year, yeah? And second of all, I don't really turn 30 this year because I lost last year. That don't count.
Oh, so he's going to stay 29 forever.
I'm 29 right? again.
Fair enough. One of the people, numerous times during the last half term, the kids' half term, when I was working at the in the half term camps with them, a lot of people said that I was they thought I was 18, Jamie.
Yeah, because you look like you don't know.
Nearly 10 years younger than what I am, Jamie.
It's because you look gormless and have no clue about what you're doing.
And also, one of the girls today that I was working with, she said that she thought I was 18, 19, Jay.
Do you want me to be impressed by that, Kieran? That's why you're getting all the young gal.
It's because, Jamie, I'm babyface, and I'll be forever 10 years younger than what I should be.
Yeah, wait until you get them wrinkles, boy. From all that frowning you do.
All that frowning that I do.
You'll be going around looking like fucking Gordon Ramsay, bruv.
Oh, will I now?
Like a leather book.
What are you going to look like then?
I look like...
Humpty Dumpty is what you're going to look like, bruv, isn't it?
Fuck off, you cunt.
You're going to be bald as a coot, Jay, and you're going to be fucking Humpty Dumptying about.
I've got more hair now than I have had in years.
Yeah, but you know that you are keeping a hold of that by the scruff of its neck.
Really?
You're going to be one of those geezers that bald at the back in it, and then you're going to start sweeping it back.
I ain't going to do that. If I see even iota of a bald patch, the whole thing's going. You'll just walk up one day and I ain't got nothing. And you'll be like, why did you shave it off? And I'll just be like, I don't want to talk
about
it.
Are you gonna shave, like, wet shave it?
Yeah, I'm going to the skin.
That full blown
to the
serial
skin.
Killer,
isn't yeah,
it, where
yeah.
you walk in and your whole head is like.
I might even shave my eyebrows off just to make myself look mental.
Yeah, I told Mum, innit, if I ever go bald, that I want to get a tattoo of a Black Widow on my head.
Yeah, she would not let you do that. If, I could imagine they're standing in the tattoo doorway.
I'd turn up with it one day.
Could you imagine Beth's face if you walked in with a fucking
Black Widow tattoo on my head.
Just like that.
She wouldn't be able to cut it, would she? But,
I think
no.
You'd get left.
I would be left. Right, shall I go on to the story that I have for you, Jay?
Okay. Yeah, go on.
So, I've got with you know, we like doing those wild theories that we come out with. And we like a good conspiracy theory, don't we, on the old Pinch and Mark podcast. There's one about afterlife. Don't know if you've heard about this.
So the afterlife.
What happens to us after death. And some people, this is what it was. So you know there's like a second coming, people say. So like you, when you die, you come back to life in another body type thing.
Yeah, reincarnation.
Yeah, reincarnation type thing. People say, this is it. What if when we die, the light at the end of the tunnel, that everyone says, is actually a hospital light. Therefore, we are born as we come out of our... We are born again as we come out of our new parents, or our new whatever, our person that gives birth to us, because not everyone that gives birth to someone is a parent, are they? Come out of the person that that has birthed us, and the reason that we are crying is that we remember everything that in our past life, and we're crying and we're sad at the fact that we're that we're being born again. And we've lost everything.
And what, just somehow lose your memories over time?
Yeah. And then as you go, you start to forget your past life and you focus on the life you have now. Patches of memory stay behind. And that's why people say, that's why this thing is talking about deja vu as well. So you know when you get really bad deja vu, like everyone gets it, where you're like, I've definitely done this before, or I've definitely been in this kind of situation before.
Yeah.
It's because you have. People are saying that you've lived several lifetimes. Just doing the same thing, being born
again. What do you think you would have been in your previous life?
Well, because this one isn't going as planned, I'm hoping I was a king in the last one. Some sort of conqueror is what I'd want.
What? You were Saddam Hussein?
Nah, well, that doesn't quite line up, Jay, the timelines, because I was alive when Saddam Hussein was
dead. What king died in 1994?
So who died in 1994?
Let me Google it.
Not a lot happened, to be honest.
Yeah, I was looking. 1994 was a pretty dull year to be alive, Kieran.
The only famous death was Joanna Ada Apples.
Who is who?
I'm having a look now.
Can you die a woman and become a man, Kieran?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think there's any discrimination against that, Jay. I don't think there's any I don't think there's any rules.
There's got to be rules, Kieran. We're talking about reincarnation.
Well, I imagine it's just... Who the fuck is this, bruv?
Do you know who I'm the reincarnation of?
No, we'll find out who you're the reincarnation of. She was a...
I'll tell you who I am.
She was a... Who the fuck was she, bruv? She wrote a book called House of Defiance, One Family Stand Against the Holocaust. Yeah, she's just a... She wrote books, basically. Quite a famous book, apparently. What are you doing? So yeah, that's who I would have been, Jay. I would have been her.
Do you know who I would have been?
Who?
Freddie Mercury.
He didn't die in 1991, did he?
Yep.
What, when were you born? October...
1991.
22nd?
Are you having a fucking joke, Kieran?
21st.
Yes.
What do you mean I'm having a joke? Is it
1991? Supposed to be your brother. 1991.
Yeah. No one historical died on that day, Jay, innit?
Freddie fucking Mercury, my son.
Died on that day? No, he died in 1991, yeah, but I'm putting the actual day in.
Yeah, but I could have been just hanging about.
Oh, no, that's not how it works, Jay. You come straight from death, go straight into the next body.
Well, apparently there's no rules, Kieran.
You're a painter. Jan van Tongeren.
Well, I've always...
Both of us are Dutch, though. That's weird, though, isn't it?
That is weird. I have always been good at design and art.
It's true, you have. How do you say... So, why am I a person that writes about the Holocaust, then? I don't get what that is, isn't it?
Because you've always had a victim complex.
A victim complex. How fucking dare you, Jay, innit?
No,
yeah,
she's...
Yeah, literally, both of us from Amsterdam.
Well.
That's weird.
Find out Aaron's.
This is what you drew.
That's Kieran. That's you. That's you in 30 years' time, bruv.
You like drawing teapots, though. There's a lot of teapots going on here.
Yeah, well, there weren't much about back then, was there?
No, it's true. They couldn't draw like people doing Fortnite dances or something, could they?
No.
What's Aaron's birthday? 5th of June.
1999. Imagine being born in 2000, bro. Fucking hell.
Fifth, the Tommy, American singer Velvet Fog, or the composer of the Christmas song. Aaron, the Tommy.
The Tommy.
Is he French?
Probably French Canadian.
Mel Tormé. Aha. He's American. American musician. Composed the Velvet Fog and the Christmas song. Yeah.
So he's a composer.
Yeah. This is him, look.
He slipped into the death. And Aaron slipped out. Stopped out onto the pavement.
But it is pretty interesting, though, because I do. Although I'm not into any of these conspiracy. Well, I am into conspiracy theories, but I'm not. Into like heaven and hell and stuff. I'm into. I don't really believe in any kind of religion. But I do believe that we are born again type thing. I don't think when we die, that's it. I don't quite know what happens. That is pretty plausible, isn't it? Why else would we come out crying? I know that people say it's the trauma of birth, but...
It's pretty plausible. It also is...
The deja vu thing does get to me though a little bit sometimes, because I can be sitting there sometimes and I'm like, I literally remember this happening, or I remember being in this kind of situation.
Yeah, but I think that's just early onset. What's mum got?
Do not say it, Janet. It's not early onset outside when she's melon.
So you walk into a room looking for your keys and you already left the keys in the room, but you walked back in.
No,
there.
You're like, in a constant you'll be sitting cycle in a situation or doing something, keys. And I know where you just like think that you've already done this before. You'd be like, I've definitely been here, or I've definitely done this, or I've definitely...
Yeah, I get it. Do you know what I
mean? Exactly. That's because you were Dutch. What were you? Dutch painter. And I was Dutch literate.
Tell you what, when I go into IKEA and I see the pot aisle, yeah.
Yeah.
I start reaching for the little IKEA pencil and start sketching on random walls, innit? And that's my past me coming out.
Yeah.
I'm like the fucking rain.
Charlotte walks in and you've made a perfect teapot setup, innit? And you're sitting there sketching it, and then she walks over and your eyes are all gone white.
I think she'd rather me be doing that than playing NBA.
Your eyes
constantly.
Are rolled back in your head. Yeah, she'd rather you doing that than NBA.
All she does is go, "Are you on the game again?"
Yeah.
She's like, "Why do you always find time for the game, but you don't find time to do anything else?"
That's because they. That's because they
have a
hobby.
Checking the doors open.
No, because Beth just walked in. That's because they don't have a hobby. That's what it is. I told Beth the other day she needs to get a hobby. She needs to figure
Charlotte
out.
Charlotte don't see that as a hobby though.
Yeah,
I said it was a hobby, true. And she laughed into my face.
Well, it's just something. It's something that men can do. Well, not just men. I'm not saying that as a thing, but it's a thing that we can do, especially together. That it's just brainless. You don't have to think about it. You just play.
And
it
we
doesn't
can't
stress me
physically
out.
See each other.
It stresses me out when I'm on the game when like we're losing or whatever. But it doesn't actually physically stress me out to the point where my brain hurts. Do you know what I mean? It's just
it's socializing, you know what I mean? But we're not meeting up.
Yeah, exactly. We're just having a chat. And most of the time, we don't even play. Most of the time, we're just sitting in the lobbies chatting more than we're actually playing, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, but...
coming at each other.
It does make me laugh, I must admit. The old Xbox.
It's turned into a weekly thing now, hasn't it?
Well, it's anything we can do, isn't it? On a Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
What else can we actually do? Just physically
nothing.
Can't do anything else, so at the moment it is all we've got. It's good though, it's enjoyable.
Then when I'm able to barbecue, I'll have everyone round and we'll get fucking lit up in the garden. 30th of March.
We'll just blitz.
I'll get Aaron, I'll be just a tyre paper bag round his neck, so if he does feel sick, he's not going in the house.
Are we still not allowed in people's houses then?
Yeah, you're allowed to, from the 30th, you're allowed to have 6 people round.
Oh, okay.
In their in your garden. So I could do people, I could have you look round in the garden.
But we're not allowed to stay the night, obviously.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm vaccinated, innit? So I can do what I can shit up the, I can shit on the walls, Jamie, innit? And it'd be fine.
Well, when you walk in, I'll just say open up wide, and then you'll be like, why? And then I'll just spit in your mouth. How do you feel about that, Kieran?
How do I feel about that?
Oh, I'll this be, is a I'll question be... I was going to ask you. I was talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
I heard it on a podcast, but we were talking about it at work.
Yeah.
If you had to fight a 10-year-old Mike Tyson, yeah?
Yeah.
For £100 million, say,
mm-hmm.
Do you think you'd beat him in a fight?
A 10-year-old Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
A 10-year-old Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably batter him for £100 million, bro.
You beat him to death. I'd
take him out.
You take him out.
A 10-year-old? A 10-year, or a 10-year-ago...
No, 10-year-old.
I bet knock him out. Clean out, boy. He'd be gone.
How old do you think he could get to before he gives you a fight?
Well, I imagine... Well, when did he start? He started knocking people out when he was like 18, didn't he? That's when he was like a proper...
Well, put it this way. He was World Heavyweight Champion at 20.
Exactly. So he would have been starting getting really serious about boxing at the age of like 12, isn't it? So probably from about... I reckon I could probably have him when he's like 13. When he's just starting to get into it and he's starting to learn the moves, isn't it? But I'll just go full looting on his ass and start kicking shit out of him.
When Mike Tyson was 13, Kieran, he beat a 17-year-old, 20-stone heavyweight fighter.
How big was he at 13?
I don't know, but I'm assuming if he's been put in with a heavyweight, he must have been quite big already.
What was he eating?
Pure fucking iron, bruv.
Yeah, I could take him at 10, though, 100%. He'd be done.
Take him at 10, yeah? That's what everyone was saying. They would beat him and put him in the bin. They would fucking kill him. What about...
Yeah, and I'd Batista bomb him through the table, and I'd pin him 1, 2, 3. That's what I'd do, Jay.
There's £1 million sitting on the table, yeah?
Yeah.
And these people say to you, they bring mum into the room, yeah? And they say to you, punch your mum in the face for £1 million, would you do it? Like, knockout punch.
Yeah, I'd negotiate with mum there, innit? I'd be like 75-25, innit?
What, her way or your way?
My way.
So she getting knocked out, and she gonna get 25% cut.
Yeah, but she knows I'm not a fighter, Jamie, so I won't knock her out that bad, innit? I'll knock her out a little bit.
You only knock her out a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the only little
smudge of a knockout, isn't it? I'm a lover, Jamie, not a fighter. I'm not Aaron.
She'll be like, it's all right, Jamie already knocked me out an hour ago. And gave me a 30% cut. So she's out here getting more money than the rest of us.
Well, no, she's still down. And then if Aaron knocks her out, that she is definitely getting more than the rest of us. But...
What about Beth?
What?
£1 million.
What, to do the same thing? I'd just negotiate, innit? Jamie, I'd negotiate.
There's no negotiations. You've got to just either say no or throw a punch. There's no in between.
She'd know, though, innit? I'd talk to her through, like, winking signs, and I'd be like...
That, what is it? You've got to wink at her saying, I'm going to knock you out.
This is all a thing. No, but like I said, I'm not a lover, not a fighter, Jay, so I probably won't even hurt. I'll just tell her to, as I knock her out, I'll whisper in her ear, go down. It's fine. It's fine, don't worry. I love you.
As you clap her in the face.
As a dirty one banger. What would you do to Charlotte?
I would knock her clean out. I think. I I think she would get.
You're even doing negotiations with Charlotte, are you? You're just dirty one back anyway.
I think if I negotiate, I'll talk myself out of it. I just have to knock her out.
They wouldn't even start saying, right, Mr. Melton, there's £1 million on here. Charlotte would be tied up, and you just start giving her beats, and you'd be like, fucking, this is for making me do the dishes last week. This is for making me do the cupboards.
Nah, it's not even for that reason. I think that she would genuinely get pissed off at me if I didn't do it. Because she'll want the money.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think
it depends.
If it was me...
Well, that's telling about the money, isn't it?
If it was me, and they had me tied up on a fucking chair, and they said, knock him out, one punch, and you get £1 million... I wouldn't even see the fucking fist coming. It would hit me that fast. It would be on the... True. I would be through my face. Do you know when they teach you in boxing to punch through someone's face, yeah?
Yeah.
I've been teaching Charlotte how to do that, yeah? I'll be off the chair. The chair would dismantle itself from underneath me. That's how much I'll get knocked out.
That's mad, isn't it? So I see the other day on... I think it's on Twitter. It was one of these like funny account type things, and it was like this guy's tweet being saved and whatever, and it was a screenshot of it, and it was my missus forgot to put the lottery on, the Euro Millions on, for the first time in like 4 years or something, and guess what happened? And then, you know, you're on the lottery app, you can save your numbers.
Yeah.
So you can have your numbers saved, like I have my numbers saved on mine. Their numbers were saved, and he showed his saved ones, and he showed the ones that won, and it's all six of his numbers. He would have won £129 million.
Oh my god. That's when you want to cry.
And he was like, last time I ever let my missus not put the... Because they were arguing or something, and she refused to do it, or something like that. And I was like, mate, I would have been... You don't know if that's true or not, it's just one of those bullshit stories, but could you imagine the only time you don't put on the lottery... When it comes in.
You have heard of it happening before, innit?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
But the thing
that's the thing about the lottery, is it's always that thing where you're never going to win it, but then there's always that chance in there that you're going to be like this couple that are on news, like 29-year-olds that have won it or whatever.
If I won the lottery, I would straight up disappear. People would be calling me up from work, yeah,
what,
phone line disconnected.
You wouldn't tell me about it?
Everyone disappeared with me. No one would even know where the Melton family have gone.
You won't drop me a fresh milli, Jay?
No, I'd give you £1 million.
How much would it take for you not to give me £1 million? How much would you win?
If I won £4 million, you ain't getting £1 million.
Yeah, that's what I always say. I say minimum it has to be £10 million for me to give out £1 million.
Yeah, but if I won like £5 million, say, I would buy you a house.
Mm.
And I would give you like £100,000 or something, or £200,000.
Yeah.
On top of your house, and then that's like just under £500,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And then do the same.
It's like
for me,
if I had £10 million, I would buy you a house outright somewhere, wherever you wanted. I'd get us all to be close or whatever, and then I would then give you depending on how much the house was, and add it up to £1 million. Do you know what I mean? If I got 10, and I'd do that with mum and dad, and I'd do that with Aaron. And that'd be it, innit? Fuck everyone else, Jamie, innit? I'm sorry if you're a family member that listens to this podcast, innit? But fuck everyone else.
You're essentially telling everyone to fuck themselves.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I'm only looking after the close
family.
No,
you'd have to win a horrendous amount of money to start thinking about wider family.
Cousins, yeah, and stuff like that. I would never... Yeah, when you're in the 129, yeah, I would be maybe then start thinking about other people, innit? In the 129 millions, right? Do you know what I mean?
Now, I think what I would do...
That's the thing is, you don't get it all at once anyway, do you? You get it in certain chunks.
It depends what win you have.
No, they can't. They can't. They physically don't give you it anymore. You have to have... As soon as you get it, the lottery give you a financial advisor.
Yeah, I suppose.
You get it in three big chunks, apparently, is what I read somewhere.
Well, I would get my house. I would keep this house, rent it out, and I'd start buying houses and renting them out and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I said. Me and Dad actually, funny enough, had this chat once that we'd actually do that. We'd go into that business of not doing the middle work where we had to do all the work ourselves. We'd get into trust with a building firm and just buy and sell houses market. Because then you could just chill for the rest of your life, just kind of run, operate that. and then just keep making profit, not just being...
It will keep you occupied as well.
Yeah, not just keep be happy with what you've got, because you can easily, in this day and age now, you can easily spend 10 mil. You can. You can spend 10 mil like that. If you don't ever work again, you can spend 10 mil.
Oh, easy.
You could buy, especially when that's three houses.
I would go over to America and I would ship probably about 300 muscle cars back over here, and I'd spend a million on that.
Why would you sit? Why would you ship 300 muscle cars back over here? Where are you going to put all the 300?
I'm going to sit in my garage and look at them.
What, all done up?
Yeah. Just walking through. Got them all in little categories.
What, so you can fucking rag the clutch out of it like you're doing your little Astra, innit? And then fucking...
Kieran, when you turn up to my garage looking to fucking drive the Impala,
like, oh,
there,
here comes Jamie, innit? And it's like a ball of grey smoke, innit? And all you can hear is...
When you come to my garage trying to drive an Impala and say, oh, can I borrow the Impala for the afternoon, yeah? And I'll be like, which one?
You are living in a literal dream world right now, Jamie.
Well, this is dream world, because I'm winning the fucking lottery, Kieran, am I? Let's face it.
Yeah, it's true. The closest we got to that is GTA when we had the money glitch. Remember that, innit?
That was the best thing that ever happened. That was the most I was ever worth. All I did is rob a shop.
Yeah, 25 billion.
It does make me think maybe we should genuinely become super bank robbers and... Do a bigger money heist.
You can't do that. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's that, and the thing is as well, you see that thing of the, like, you see that the books online, and it's like you can do whatever you want as long as you put your mind to it. It's like, well, I can't. Do you know what I mean? I can't have £1 million. No matter how hard I put my mind to it, I'm never gonna. Unless I'm lucky, or unless I do a business that takes off or whatever, I'm never gonna have it.
You never know. The podcast might evolve into a YouTube channel, and you become the new KSI, Kieran.
What, at the age of 20, that'll have to be how old? I'll be 29, Jay, by then, yeah. I'll have no hair left. I'll be on my last rag with you, innit? And then I won't be talking to Aaron by then. That'll be it.
Aaron will still be not streaming anything.
Yeah, Aaron will have the box for 4 years that's catching dust.
I was going to take it off him the other day. I thought, fuck it, I'm going to take it and I'm going to start recording myself.
Yeah, the thing is, I think about when I actually move out and get my own place or whatever, like my own flat or whatever, I am actually thinking about getting a proper gaming computer, but like a decent enough computer that I can do editing on, so I can do all that kind of stuff.
It is difficult.
Because you need one of us to do it, and Aaron's got all the setup, but he just doesn't want to do it. He has no motivation.
No.
So it's hard. All right, then. Anyway, guys, that was Gorillas in the Mist Part 5. I hope you all enjoyed that. We didn't go into any religious or political, which we normally do. It normally veers straight off into religion or political, isn't it?
We nearly went there when we started talking about reincarnation. I held back a lot.
Did you?
I held back a lot.
Well done for you. I was just talking about being reincarnated. That's all I was talking about, Jay. We are trying to do this more regularly, guys, but when we are apart, it is very difficult at the moment to get one, all three of us on FaceTime together, where we've got an hour or two to spare. And two, the motivation is a -5 right now, isn't it, Joe?
Just an understatement.
Yeah, because I think, not even just with the podcast, just with life at the moment. It's just because we haven't been... It feels like I'm doing the same shit every single evening now.
For the Americans, Boris Johnson has had us in lockdown on and off since March last year, 2020.
Well, it started, just 2020. Yeah. So we've literally, there was a period of about, how long was it?
2 months, 3 months.
No, it wasn't even that. It was about a month just before Christmas where we could literally go in and to other people's houses. That was it. Other than that, we've literally been in near enough can't see each other lockdown for about a year now.
Yeah.
So it's been tough. It's been really tough. And obviously, no, we don't, thank God, no, touch wood, anyone that's actually lost their lives to COVID at the moment. So we're quite thankful for that. But yeah, it's definitely tough. But the podcast, once we can go back to normal, we'll be back in a big bad way, won't it, Jay? We'll definitely get back to filming stuff and...
We'll be filming stuff.
We'll be going out on day trips.
Putting out a lot more content.
We'll be going out on day trips, filming us on day trips and stuff.
we'll take Aaron, to the, we'll take Aaron to the seaside for the day.
Yeah, splash his little belly in the sea, innit?
Yeah,
and then, when you put his little belly, you put him on his floor and it put a little bit, splashed a little bit of water in his belly, innit? That's what we'll be doing.
We'll film him going through the fucking waves like Flipper.
Yeah. We'll be filming him driving down next, we'll make him drive, and then it'll be Shaky Stevens down the motorway.
Anyone born after 1998 will not have an idea who fucking Flipper is at all.
Yeah, it's true. All right then, guys. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We'll speak to you all next week.